The movie is Gridlock, out now, DVD and Blu-ray. You can also get it at TrishStratus.com. It is a high-impact shoot-'em-up body count movie, and we have WWE Hall of Famer Trish Stratus, the star of the movie, on the line right now. Trish, thank you for taking some time with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So you've got the transition is complete now, going from in-ring to on-set, going from the high-impact moves in the ring to now the high-impact films. What's the biggest part of the transition between being a pro wrestler and being an action star?
I get to kick butt still. Here's the difference. I get to do it on the big screen, not the small screen. And I'll tell you what's awesome. I've seen my fights for the last decade or so plus. And I'm always, of course, excited to watch my fights back and whatnot. But when you watch your fight back on a big screen and you see it with sound effects and you see it with a soundtrack and you see it with different angles, man, fighting is good. It's just like, it looks so cool. Like I was a wrestling fan. I was popping. I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. You know? The fight scenes are so awesome. And it translates well. I mean, the fighting that we do in wrestling, we've seen it from several of our, of my colleagues. I've seen John Cena and obviously The Rock and Batista and the physicality that we endure and we've definitely picked up some mad crazy skills along the way when we're in the WWE that we've been thankfully able to translate into the film medium.
Do you ever step in on set and say, you know what, I got the stunts on this one, I know what I'm doing, I'm going to make it look better?
Yeah, actually. I mean, I would say that happened more in my first film. I did, it was called Bounty Hunters back in 2011, and it was funny, they wanted to do a scene, they had it was, I guess, a coincidence, but the guy they brought in to do the scene with me was actually a wrestler. And so we were just like, it was a moment where we just kind of said, just like we do in wrestling, we sort of let us have our time, and we sat together and we discussed our moveset and the moves, and we looked at the area and thought, and then we literally went to the director and said, okay, this is what we're doing. This is where you're going to have to shoot it, because we're going to come down from here, so you probably should get up here. And, so it was kind of cool to, actually do a wrestling match. It was, one of the first scenes in my movie where you get to see me, do a little wrestling move. And so that was kind of fun to do. Definitely in this movie, I was not as bold to say, look, this is how it's going, because, I was on the set with Danny Glover and Don McPurcell, and I was a little more humbled to be on this set. I was just like, wow, this set was pretty incredible. I still, literally pinch myself every day to be like, I can't believe I have this opportunity to be with these actors. But there was a moment, I have to say, where I was doing one of my fight scenes, which happened to be one of the most brutal fight scenes in the movie, if I do say so myself, or others have said. And I smashed my face on the ground. And in wrestling, you've seen me do that many times, of course. And so my face smashes off the ground. And then literally, cut is called. Everyone rushes over to me. The medic comes over and everything. And they're like, Trish, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, guys, this is what I do. Continue. Go on. Keep going. I got this. This is what I do for a living. So I was like, they're like, wow. So I got the word I heard was, we've never seen a female or an actor anyway go that hard during a fight scene. So I thought that was a compliment.
And you can see that hard fight scene in the movie Gridlock, out now, DVD and Blu-ray. You can also order it from TrishStratus.com. We are on the line with WWE Hall of Famer Trish Stratus. 7 reigns as the WWE Women's Champion. That's the most ever. You never held the Divas Championship, though. Were you happy earlier this year to see the WWE go back to the Women's Championship instead of the Divas Championship?
Yeah, I was. I think it was the time. It was the right time. It was something even internally I had been saying, these girls of just what they've been doing in the ring lately, and just their level of skill, they deserve to be fighting for the women's championship. And the Divas thing was just a weird phase they went through where there was just no focus on the women. And it sucks because there were some very talented women at the time. And I'm not ever going to denounce a Divas champion. To me, you're still a wrestling champion. Unfortunately, you had to have that pink belt. I'm pretty sure that most females, when they come into, wrestling, they want to be a women's champion. And so, it was just, that's the way the direction was going. It was starting to see these girls from NXT came up. The fans were excited. The fans were into it again. And it was just, okay, we're on a turn. We have a turning point right now. And so for them to be very, just aware and have their finger on the pulse of the audience and what they needed and needed to see to give them that credibility, bringing back the title did that. And it's a really good time for women right now in WWE.
And when you were in, you spent a lot of time working with Matt Bloom, who is now one of the head trainers. He's basically the coach, the boss at the NXT level. When you were working with him on a daily basis, did you ever say to yourself, this guy's going to be training people for a living in about 15 years?
I actually didn't. I didn't see that one coming, to be honest. Listen, but he's a teacher. He's a teacher soul. That's what he is. He's actually, his trade was being a teacher before. So, and, you know, I never really thought he'd end up landing there just because I thought his talent, he'd be wrestling really like, just like most wrestlers end up wrestling like their whole life. So I just figured he'd get up there. But no, I was not surprised when I did hear he was doing that because, you know, for me personally as a newbie coming in, he was so good to me. He was so helpful and really like, and helped me just accelerate my learning curve. You know, he was in my corner from the very beginning and, you know, just giving me the tips. And I mean, I always say, like, if I didn't have the people that I did in my corner, I would have never been able to have, you know, had that. I got good quicker than maybe an average person might have gotten because I had that extra support. And Matt was definitely instrumental in that, in like grooming me and molding me and helping me in the ring and, you know, just giving me that wisdom, really, you know, passing it down like that. So he definitely has a teaching spirit to him. And I wasn't surprised when I heard Eddie was doing that. And obviously he's been pumping out a fantastic product.
And one more on the way out. We've seen a lot of people make returns throughout their extending their part-time careers in the WWE. You've got a successful yoga business. You've got the acting career moving. Are we ever going to see Trish Stratus even make an appearance in a manager role at the WWE level again?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good idea. That'd be a good way to not have to get my butt kicked every week. I don't know. I've always said I keep the door open. With WWE, we tend to do that. Once we leave the business, we sort of leave the door open anyway. And I always just say if there's the right opportunity, the right person to work with, I would definitely consider it. Sometimes I look at the landscape and, you know, would I fit in? Am I needed here? How could I add to this? How can I add to this product? So, you know, I think a heel Trish coming back could maybe be a place for her somewhere. Listen, if I was to come back, I'd love to do some heel work again. But again, it's kind of one of those, it depends on the landscape at the time and to see sort of like if it makes sense.
I think it makes perfect sense. I'm going to write such an email to Vince. We're going to make this happen.
Okay, you know what? Find that storyline for me and let's make it work.
Let's do this. I'm excited for it. All right, the movie is Gridlock, out now, DVD and Blu-ray. WWE Hall of Famer Trish Stratus, thank you for taking time with us today.
Thanks for the support. Appreciate it.